ಓಂ ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಆಪ್ಯಾಯಂತು ಮಮಾಂಗಾನಿ ವಾಕ್ ಪ್ರಾಣಶ್ಚಕ್ಷುಶ್ರೋತ್ರಂ ಅಥೋ ಬಲಮಿಂದ್ರಿಯಾಣಿ ಚ ಸರ್ವಾಣಿ ಸರ್ವಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮೋಪನಿಷದಂ ಮಾಹಂ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕುರ್ಯಾಂ ಮಾ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮ ನಿರಾಕರೋತ್. ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಅಸ್ತು, ಅನಿರಾಕರಣಂ ಮೇ ಅಸ್ತು, ತದಾತ್ಮನಿ ನಿರತೇ. ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್ಸು ಧರ್ಮಾಃ ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು, ತೇ ಮಯಿ ಸಂತು. ಓಂ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತೇ ಶಾಂತಿಃ. ಶ್ರೀ ಗುರುಭ್ಯೋ ನಮಃ. ಹರಿ ಓಂ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಆರ್ ಸೀಯಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸಿಕ್ಸ್ತ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಆಫ್ ಚಾಂದೋಗ್ಯ ಉಪನಿಷತ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ಏಯ್ತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದಿ ಟೀಚರ್ ಗೇವ್ ದಿ ಸೆಂಟ್ರಲ್ ಥೀಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಜೀವಾತ್ಮ ಪರಮಾತ್ಮ ಐಕ್ಯಂ ಥ್ರೂ ದಿ ಫೇಮಸ್ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯಂ ತತ್ ತ್ವಂ ಅಸಿ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ನೈಂತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಆನ್ವರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ದ ವೆರಿ ಸೇಮ್ ಮಹಾವಾಕ್ಯಂ ಟೀಚಿಂಗ್ ಈಸ್ ರೀ ಅಸರ್ಟೈನ್ಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ವೇರಿಯಸ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೈಂತ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಸಾ ದಿ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ದಟ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಹನಿ ಕಲೆಕ್ಟೆಡ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ಫ್ಲವರ್ಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಆರ್ ಆಲ್ ಮರ್ಜ್ಡ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಎ ಹ್ಯೂಜ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ಡಿಸ್ಟಿಂಗ್ವಿಷಬಲ್ ಈವನ್ ದೋ ಅಟ್ ದಿ ಟೈಮ್ ಆಫ್ ಕಲೆಕ್ಷನ್ ದೇರ್ ವರ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸಸ್. ಇನ್ ದಿ ಸೇಮ್ ವೇ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಜೀವಾಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಇಂಡಿವಿಜುವಾಲಿಟಿ ಎಟ್ ದಿಸ್ ಮೊಮೆಂಟ್ ಬಟ್ ವೆನ್ ದೇ ಮರ್ಜ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ದಿ ಕಾರಣಂ ಸತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ದೇರ್ ಆರ್ ನೋ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಸಸ್ ಅಟ್ ಆಲ್. ಸೊ ಜಾತಿ ನೀತಿ ಕುಲ ಗೋತ್ರ ದೂರಕಂ ನಾಮರೂಪ ಗುಣ ದೋಷ ವರ್ಜಿತಂ ದೇಶ ಕಾಲ ವಿಷಯಾತಿವರ್ತಿಯತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮತತ್ವಂ ತತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಭಾವಯಾತ್ಮನಿ. ದಿಸ್ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ತ್ರೀ ಅಕೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಟೂ ಅಕೇಷನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಇನ್ ಒನ್ ಅಕೇಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಮರ್ಜರ್. ಇಫ್ ಯು ರಿಮೆಂಬರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ದಿ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಕಾಲೆ ಒನ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ಹ್ಯಾಪನ್ಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಲಯಃ. ದರ್ ಇಸ್ ಎ ಟರ್ಮ್ ಫಾರ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಲಯಃ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಳಯ ಕಾಲೆ ಅನದರ್ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ಟೇಕ್ಸ್ ಪ್ಲೇಸ್ ಅನದರ್ ಟೆಂಪರರಿ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ಇನ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಪ್ರಳಯ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಪ್ರಳಯ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ ಥರ್ಡ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ವಿದೇಹ ಮುಕ್ತಿ ಕಾಲೆ ಪರ್ಮನೆಂಟ್ ಮರ್ಜರ್ ದಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಕಾಲ್ಡ್ ಆತ್ಯಂತಿಕ ಪ್ರಳಯ. ಸೊ ವಿ ಹವ್ ಗಾಟ್ ಲಯ ಪ್ರಳಯ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಆತ್ಯಂತಿಕ ಪ್ರಳಯ. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸತ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ದಿ ಅಧಿಷ್ಠಾನಂ ಫಾರ್ ಆಲ್ ದಿ ಕ್ರಿಯೇಷನ್ಸ್. ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಅನ್ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಸತ್ ಯು ಶುಡ್ ನಾಟ್ ಸರ್ಚ್ ಎನಿವೇರ್ ದ್ಯಾಟ್ ಸತ್ ಯು ಆರ್. ದಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ದಿ ಮೆಸೇಜ್. ಐದತಾತ್ಮ್ಯಂ ಇದಂ ಸರ್ವಂ ತತ್ ಸತ್ಯಂ ಸ ಆತ್ಮ ತತ್ವಮಸಿ ಶ್ವೇತಕೇತೋ. ದಟ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಅಲೋನ್ ಆಮ್ ದಿ ಟ್ರೂತ್ ಸತ್ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಅಲೋನ್ ಗೆಟ್ ಡಿಫರೆನ್ಷಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಥ್ರೂ ಡಿಫರೆಂಟ್ ನಾಮರೂಪಾಸ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಐ ಡಿವೈಡ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಮಾತಾ ದಿ ಸಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್ ಪ್ರಮಾಣಂ ದಿ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಪ್ರಮೇಯಂ ದಿ ಆಬ್ಜೆಕ್ಟ್. ಜಸ್ಟ್ ಆಸ್ ದಿ ನಿರ್ವಿಕಲ್ಪ ವೇಕರ್ ಡಿವೈಡ್ಸ್ ಹಿಮ್ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ವಿಕಲ್ಪಾಸ್ ದ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ನೋವರ್ ಡ್ರೀಮ್ ನೋನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ನೋಯಿಂಗ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್. ಸಿಮಿಲರ್ಲಿ ಒನ್ ಐ ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಡಿವೈಡ್ ಮೈಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಪ್ರಮಾತೃ ಪ್ರಮಾಣ ಪ್ರಮೇಯ ಆತ್ಮಕ ಪ್ರಪಂಚ. ಅಪ್ ಟು ದಿಸ್ ಪೀಸ್ ಆ ನೌ ಕಂಟಿನ್ಯೂಯಿಂಗ್ ಅನದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಕಮ್ಸ್ ಇನ್ ದಿ ನೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಟೆನ್ ದಶಮಖಂಡ ಮಂತ್ರ ಒನ್. ಲೆಟ್ ಅಸ್ ರೀಡ್. ಇಮಾ ಸೌಮ್ಯ ನದ್ಯಃ ಪುರಸ್ತಾತ್ ಪ್ರಾಚ್ಯಸ್ಯಂಧಂತೆ ಪಶ್ಚಾತ್ ಪ್ರತೀಚ್ಯಃ ತಾ ಸಮುದ್ರಾತ್ ಸಮುದ್ರಮೇವಾಪಿಯಂತಿ ಸ ಸಮುದ್ರ ಏವ ಭವತಿ ತಾ ಯಥಾ ತತ್ರ ನ ವಿದುಃ ಇಯಮಹಮಸ್ಮಿ ಇಯಂ ಅಹಮಸ್ಮೀತಿ. ಸೊ ಇನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ಅನದರ್ ಎಕ್ಸಾಂಪಲ್ ಈಸ್ ಗಿವನ್ ಆ್ಯಂಡ್ ಅನದರ್ ಪಾಸಿಬಲ್ ಡೌಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಕ್ಲಾರಿಫೈಡ್. ಇನ್ ದ ಪ್ರೀವಿಯಸ್ ಸೆಕ್ಷನ್ ವಿ ಸೆಟ್ ದಟ್ ದ ಜೀವ ಮರ್ಜಸ್ ಇನ್ ಟು ಬ್ರಹ್ಮನ್ ಡ್ಯೂರಿಂಗ್ ಸುಷುಪ್ತಿ ಅವಸ್ಥಾ. ದೆನ್ ದ ಡೌಟ್ ವಾಸ್ ಹೌ ಕಮ್ ಐ ಡೂ ನಾಟ್ ನೋ ದಿ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟ್ And the teacher gave the answer, I do not know, because the individuality, the knowerhood is resolved. Therefore, I do not know. This is Instushupti. The student then may ask the question, and what is the question? Okay, during Sushupti, I do not know the fact because individuality is resolved, but when I wake up, the individuality comes back again. And since the individuality has come back in waking, why cannot the jiva know and claim that I had merged into Brahman during Sushupti? So why cannot an individual recollect his Brahman merger after waking up? If such a doubt comes, the teacher answers through an example. It's a very simple example. The teacher says, when you wake up, you cannot recollect or remember your merger into Brahman because what you know alone, you can remember. You can remember only what you know. Suppose, for example, in college or in school, we have taken mathematics, physics and all that. I can ask you whether you remember any lesson in maths or physics. Suppose you have never, for example, taken economics or history and you do not have that knowledge, where is the question of remembering what we do not know? Therefore, the teacher says, a waker can never remember his merger into Brahman because in sleep, he did not know that he is merging into Brahman. In sleep, he was totally ignorant. Sushuptau, sukham, aham, aswaptam, nakinchit, avedisham, adivedisham. So in Kaivalya Upanishad, tamobihi, bhutaha, sukarupameti. Therefore, the teacher says, the sleeper does not know. The waker cannot recollect. So for the first one, the example is honey. And for the second one, we are getting the example of rivers now in this mantra. Now, if you look at the mantra, He Somya, father does not forget to address his son, He Somya, Somya, oh dear one. Imaha, Prachyaha, Nadyaha, eastern rivers, Prachyaha, Nadyaha, I mean eastern rivers, going towards, for example, in India, Bay of Bengal. Because some rivers go towards Bay of Bengal and some towards Arabian Sea, even though all of them originate from the north, from the Himalayas, they go towards two different directions. Therefore, the teacher says, Prachyaha Nadyaha, the eastern rivers, Purasthat Sandante, they flow towards, to eastwards, to merge into the eastern ocean or the Bay of Bengal. Sandante means flow towards. And Paschat Prachyaha Nadyaha, westward flowing rivers, Paschat Sandande, they flow towards the west, towards the Arabian Sea. But ultimately, whether they are flowing towards eastwards or westwards, they all Samudram Eva Apiyanti, they merge into the ocean, losing their individuality. Ganga loses Ganga hood, Yamuna river loses Yamuna hood. All of them lose their individuality, and after merging into the ocean, again what do? From the ocean, again during the summer season, heated up by the sun, they come up in the form of clouds, and again pour in the Himalayan mountains, and again become what? Rivers. Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam. Merge into ocean, again reborn as Ganga, Yamuna, and again merge into ocean. And the teacher says, the rivers do not have both types of knowledge, namely, after merging into the ocean, they lose their individuality. Therefore, they do not know, I am Ganga, I am Yamuna, no individuality. That is one thing. And again, after being reborn from the ocean, they do not recollect that. We all merged into ocean and again came, we have come back as rivers. They do not know. They cannot recollect their merger and reappearance. It is highly imaginative example. Rivers are inert only, but the Upanishad imagines that Ganga is a Devi, Ganga Mata, Yamuna is a Devi. Therefore, look at this mantra. Samudrat Samudram Eva Apiyanti. They rise from the ocean and they again come back to the ocean. And Samudra Eva Bhavati. They become one with Samudra, the ocean. But what is the problem? Ta yata tatra na viduhu. They do not have the knowledge. What knowledge? Yam aham asmi iti. They do not know. I am Ganga. I am Yamuna. After merging into the ocean. Then we have to supply here not only during merger, but later also when they come back, they cannot recollect that. We have come back from ocean and we are going back to the ocean. Neither knowledge nor memory they have. In the same way, the jivas do not know that in sleep we merge into Brahman. And also on waking, we are coming back from Brahman. That knowledge is not there. That is said here in the next mantra. First mantra is example and the second mantra is the original drishtantam and darshtantam. We will read. Eva meva kalu somya ima sarva prajaha sata agamyana viduhu sata agachamaha iti taiha vyagro vasigum hova bruko vavara hova kito va patango va dagumsho va mashako va yadyad bhavanti tadha bhavanti. This should look familiar because we have seen the similar sloka earlier. So based on the river example, the teacher extends it to the jivatma. Evam eva kalu somya. Evam eva, in the same manner, imaha sarvaha prajaha, all these jivatmas, they all have experienced dvaita anubhava. Nobody is lacking advaita anubhava. People are struggling to experience advaitam in nirvikalpaka samadhi. Lord has given us natural nirvikalpaka samadhi. We are one with Brahman and again we come back from Brahman only. But these jivas do not know that. In fact, both anubhavas we have. Advaita anubhava also we have. Dvaita anubhava also we have. Advaita anubhava when? In sushupti. Dvaita anubhava when? In jagradavastha and sopnavastha. Our problem is what? Not lack of anubhava or experience. Our problem is we do not know which one is our real nature and which one is our disguise, vesham. Guys, whether the localized personality is Vesham or the unlocalized personality is Vesham, which is nature, which is Vesham, we do not know. The real I is what? Brahman. And therefore he says, Sarvaha Prajaha, all the Jivas, Sataha Agamya, they all come from the green room. What is the green room? Sleep. Because during sleep, we are in our Advaita Brahma Swarupam. From that, we come out to the drama of life. But the drama has become serious, has become so real. So he says, na viduhu, we do not know. Sataham agachamahe, we are coming from our real nature, Brahman. And this personality is merely a vesham. And why I am putting on this vesham? Because Lord has set the play going. That is why Lord is called Kapata Natakam Sutradhari. All Prarabdham is our, Prarabdham is our script. In an orchestra, while playing violin, they keep the script in front. Same way, based on our Prarabdham script, we laugh and we cry. But they are all mere drama. Na viduhu. We do not know, we do not realize. How sad it is, if you really think deeper. Itita iha vyagrova sigumhova. This portion we have seen before. Because individuality is a potential form, both Ravana and Rama will be in the same green room in a drama, talking, joking to each other inside. They do not talk as Rama and Ravana. They talk about what is the next call sheet and all that thing, what is the next program, next role, next act. They are all close and they talk to each other. But when the next scene really comes, suddenly Ravana will come ferociously and deliver his dialogue, ferocious dialogue. How effortlessly they are able to play their allotted roles. Similarly, jnanis know, ajnanis do not know. So up to Mashakova, we have seen before in Mantra 3 in last class. So now let us, same thing now, it's repeated here. So we don't have to go through the meaning again. Continuing, సయ ఏషోణిమా ఐతదాత్మ్యమిదగుం సర్వం తత్ సత్యగుం స ఆత్మా తత్వమసి శ్వేతకేతో ఇతి భూయ ఏవ మా భగవాన్ విజ్ఞాపయత్వితి తథా సోమ్యేతి హవాచ ఇతి దశమఖండః. సో దిస్ మంత్ర ఈస్ ఆల్సో ది రిపిటిషన్ ఆఫ్ ది సెవెంత్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ఎయిత్ సెక్షన్, ఫోర్త్ మంత్ర ఆఫ్ ది నైన్త్ సెక్షన్. సో యూ కెన్ రెఫర్ టు దోస్ డీటెయిల్స్ ఇన్ దోస్ వెబినార్స్. సో ద టీచర్ ఉద్దాలకా రిమైండ్స్ ఇన్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్ ఇన్ సుషుప్తి యు ఆర్ ఇన్ యువర్ ప్యూర్ స్పిరిచువల్ నేచర్ ఆఫ్ ప్యూర్ ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ అండ్ ఇన్ వేకింగ్ అలోన్ యు పుట్ ఆన్ ద మెటీరియల్ నేచర్ బికాస్ యువర్ ఇండివిజువాలిటీ డిటర్మిన్ బై ది వాట్ బై ద బాడీ మైండ్ కాంప్లెక్స్ ఈస్ మెటీరియల్ ఇన్ నేచర్. Materialistic personality you have. That is why somebody very beautifully said, you are not a human being seeking a spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being temporarily having a human experience. What a beautiful statement. You are not a human being looking for spiritual experience, but you are a spiritual being temporarily having material experience. Manushya is material or spiritual. Manushya corresponds to physical body. It is material nature. And that is why another person again beautifully said, transformation in life is transcending from the form, transcending the form. Transform means what? As a human being, you have a form. Whereas as a spiritual being, what form you have? You are formless. So transcend the form. So instead of claiming the formed human status, claim the formless spiritual status. Tat tvam asi shvetaketo. You are the spirit, not the mortal human being. And what is the response of Shvetaketu? He says, once more, I would like to hear more because I have still got some more doubts. And Uddalaka says, no problem, I will teach you again. With this, the 10th section is over. Now we will go to the 11th section. Ekadasha Khandaha. Asya somya mahato vrikshasya yo mule abhyahanyat jivan sravet yo madhye abhyahanyat jivan sravet yo agre abhyahanyat jivan sravet sa yesha jivena atmavan అనుప్రభూతః పేపీయమానో మోదమానస్తిష్ఠతి ఇతి ఏకాదశ ఖండః. అనదర్ డౌట్ ఇస్ బీయింగ్ క్లారిఫైడ్. అకార్డింగ్ టు ది ఉపనిషత్, ఐ ఆమ్ ది కాన్షియస్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, ది ఎగ్జిస్టెన్స్ ప్రిన్సిపల్, విచ్ ఇస్ నాట్ ఎ పార్ట్ ప్రోడక్ట్ ఆర్ ప్రాపర్టీ ఆఫ్ ద బాడీ. దిస్ ఆల్ వీ నో. And we say that even when the body is destroyed or the death occurs, only the body dies, but the Chaitanyam, the consciousness principle, does not die. And after death, consciousness is not available for experience, not because consciousness is absent, but the medium, the body, that has to manifest the consciousness, that has become unfit since Prarabdha is over. But the problem is what? How do I know the consciousness survives after fall of the body? How do I know that? After death, will I feel I am the consciousness? Will I claim I am the surviving consciousness? For that, the nearest answer that we can give in terms of experience is what? When the body is gone, even to claim I am the consciousness, you require what? You require the body medium. Therefore, the nearest example for death is what? Sushupti only. Sushupti avastha. In sleep, I continue to exist, but I cannot and I do not claim I am existent during sleep. Remember, after waking up, the story is different. But during sleep, I cannot claim. Similarly, after maranam also, I cannot claim I am the consciousness unless I take another physical body, punarjanma. Then I can claim. And that is why they give an example of rebirth also. We have an example for death. The example is Sushupti. For rebirth, the example is what? That also we know, swapnaha. During swapna, I withdraw from this body. Therefore, I am no more functional as an individual in the waking state. Suppose in the middle of the class, for example, if anyone goes to sleep, hope nobody does, then what happens? You are no more a live individual functioning in the Jagrat Prapancha, and imagine you go to dream. Then what happens? You wake up where? In the dream world only you wake up. Dream time, dream space, and in the dream body, and you start your life. And in that dream body, then you got a family, and you know, all that thing you again go through. There is wife, children, water, house, all problems, all of the mortgage, everything is there. Now, exactly like that, when I drop this physical body and take up another body, I wake up, as it were, in that body and continue the transactions. These are the two examples for Maranam and Punarjanma. Now, how do I know that after death I continue to survive? For that, an example is given by the Upanishad. And what is that? Vriksha Drishtantaha. Chandogya Upanishad is all example mayam, everywhere examples. This is the third example. What was the first one? Honey example. Second example was the rivers. Now, the tree is the third example. And you know, the beauty of the examples also is so nice. All these examples are widely available in nature. That is the beauty of the Upanishads. The teaching may be highest truth, but all examples are from nature only. Sleep example, no difficulty for anybody to understand. We regularly sleep. Dream example also, no problem. We dream many times. Daydream, night dream, all dreams. We regularly dream. Daydreaming, night dreaming, all we do that. In fact, we say, I am waiting for my dream house. American dream, to have a house of your own and have a nice car. Now, the third beautiful example is Vriksha Drishtantaha. Vriksha is tree. Now, what does the Upanishad say? Vrikshaha is also a live being. And therefore, that also comes under the Jiva category only. Tree is not an inert entity, like a stone. Tree is alive. It has got a physical body. And through the body, it experiences pleasures and pains also. Therefore, behind tree, physical body also, there is a jiva. Therefore, the Upanishad first says, jiva is the invisible principle which pervades throughout the tree. And how to know that? For that Upanishad says, asya mahato vrikshasya. O student, O samya, look at this huge tree, mahato vrikshaha. Asya mahato vrikshasya mule. Abhyahanya. Moola means at the root. At the root, at the lower part, suppose you strike with a huge axe, not totally cutting the tree, you just only strike. So, abhyahanya. And even with a stone, if you hit it hard, what do you find? Jivan sravet. You come to know that it is a live tree because the sap of the tree flows out. The sap indicates what? It is a live tree. So, jivan, here it is being alive. Since the invisible jiva is behind the tree, sraved, that sap liquid that comes out, the liquid is called sraved. And now I can make a conclusion. What? Jiva is pervading the root of the tree. Then the teacher says, yaham madhye abhyahanya. Suppose you hit or you strike the middle portion of the tree, the trunk of the tree or middle portion somewhere. Then what is your experience? Jivan sraved. The invisible Jivatma is inherent behind the middle part also. What is the proof? Jivan sraved. So being alive, the sap comes out there also when you hit the middle portion. And if you want to further probe, yaham agre abhyahanya jivan sraved. Suppose you climb the tree and go to the very top and strike the tree, what happens? Again, the sap comes out. What is established then in this case? The Jivatma pervades which part of the tree? The whole tree, the trunk, the branches, the twigs, the leaves, all of them up to the tip. And therefore, the teacher says, sa eshaha, This huge tree is Jivena Atmana. So this tree has life or consciousness, Chaitanyam, because of the inherent Jivatma inside. Not only that, Anu Prabhutaha. This tree is pervaded by the invisible Jiva Tattvam, Chaitanya Tattvam. And because it is a live tree only, Pepiyamanaha, absorbing water from the ground. And whenever you water the plants seem to be smiling. And they are happy, very, very happy. And therefore, the Upanishad says, Modamanaha. Modamanaha means enjoying the fullness of life. They remain there. Simple things are being told elaborately. Okay. So what are you arriving at now in the process? What is the connection between Chandogya Upanishad 6th chapter and the tree being alive? The teacher says, be patient, I will explain it. So we will read the next mantra. Asya yate kagum shakam jivo jahati atasa sushyati dvitiyam jahati atasa sushyati tritiyam jahati atasa sushyati sarvam jahati sarvaha sushyati. So if you keep watching the tree, in due course, some of the branches of the tree dry up and they fall off. What do you mean by drying up and falling off? They do not have life behind them. If you strike that dried branch, jivan na sravet, the sap will not, it will not come out and it will fall off. Why does it happen so? The Upanishad implies that jiva's association with the physical body of the tree is because of what? Prarabdha karma. Every part of the tree has got the jiva, the sambandha. The sambandha is caused by what? Sthula shariram and sukshma shariram. They are together because the jiva. So because of what? Prarabdha karma. So when there is a change in prarabdha karma, what happens? A particular branch of the tree does not get the support or blessing by the jiva. Why? The plant jiva's karma for its association with that branch is gone. Therefore, the jiva withdraws, as it were. When jiva withdraws, what happens? That green live branch becomes dried up branch and it withers and falls off. Similarly, we also lose so many parts of the body. Eyes go away, ears go away, all that. The branch dies. And what happens to the jiva in that branch? That is what the Upanishad wants us to think about. The branch dries up, the branch withers, it dies, it falls off and perishes. But what happens to the jiva, which was pervading that branch? The Upanishad says, the jiva has not died because it continues to survive and bless other parts of the tree. So during the death of that branch, the jiva has not died. It has only withdrawn from that branch and the jiva continues to exist. And what is the proof for that again? Because the rest of the tree is alive. Blessed by whom? By the jiva. Similarly, after some time, another branch dies. And the Upanishad says, the death of the branch is not the death of the jiva. Then how do you define it? Death of the branch is the withdrawal of the jiva. Therefore, from this example, we get a new definition of death. Death of the branch of the tree is not the death of the jiva behind the branch. Death of the branch of the tree is not the death of the jiva behind the branch. It is withdrawal of the jiva from that branch. What is the proof? Branch dies, but jiva survives. Again, for what proof? Other parts of the tree, they survive. Jiva is there. And the Upanishad says, a second branch dries up and dies. The jiva has withdrawn. And the third branch dries up and falls. Jiva has withdrawn. Thus the Upanishad talks about the experimentation with three branches. Dvitiyam jahati atasa sushyati. Tritiyam jahati atasa sushyati. Dvitiya tritiya. Dvitiya tritiya all means what? First branch, second branch, third branch and all that. Jahati means the jiva withdraws. And if you extend it to the entire tree, the tree dies, never say the jiva dies. You use the expression what? Not jiva dies, but jiva has withdrawn. In the same way, when the physical body of every one of us when it falls. Dead, the doctor will come and he will tell the body is dead. Never say the jiva is dead. Then what should be the expression? The jiva has withdrawn from the body. And the body has become what? Dried up, withered away. Therefore, what really dies? The physical part only dies, but the jiva is eternal. Therefore, you are not the body, you bless the body. And what is your nature? Idagum sarvam tat satyagum atma tat tvam asi shvet keto. So that conclusion is given in the third mantra that we will read. Eva meva khalu somya vidhiti ho vacha jiva petam vavakila idam mriyate na jivo mriyate iti saya esho nima aitadatmyam idagum sarvam tat satyagum sa atma tattvamasi shvetaketo iti bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayat iti tata somyeti ho vacha. So, hey Somya, father does not give up the word Somya. Hey Somya, dear one, because he has to keep the interest of the son alive. Otherwise, you know, he may not be able to continue teaching him. Evam eva khalu iti vidhi. May you extend the same principle in the case of the jiva of a human body also. Whatever we learned from the tree example, may you extend it to the human body also. Jiva petam itam shariram. Idam shariram jiva petam. The word idam shariram, idam in the second line, that refers to the shariram or physical body. So in the place of the tree, we have to take the physical body. Jiva apetam sat. Apetam means what? When it is rid of, when it is separated. When the body is separated from the jiva, and when the jiva chooses to withdraw from the body, which is dependent on what principle? The jiva's withdrawal, partial or total, is based on the prarabdha karma alone. So jiva petam sat. So that is, so in fact, the jiva is idam shariram mriyate, jivo namriyate, separated from the jiva only. So the jiva does not die. Idam shariram only dies. So apa plus ye dhatu it is, so apaihi. And it's a past, grammar we don't have to go. So separate from, so idam shariram mriyate, jivo namriyate, the jiva does not die. In fact, the jiva is anadi and ananta. Until Videha Mukti it is. Thus, Videha Mukti, you should keep aside as an exception. In the normal course, Jiva is Anadi and Ananta. Which means what? Lord does not create any Jiva. Because if Lord has to create a Jiva, then Lord will have a problem. What problem he will have? What type of karma he will give to that Jiva? Because Jiva should have what? A particular body. Based on what? Based on particular karma, prarabdha karma. If Lord has to create a jiva, on what basis he will determine the karma? If he gives more of punyam or papam, then Lord will become partial Lord. So, vaishamya naigunya doshaha, it will come. Therefore, jiva is anadi. They all have, in Brahma Sutras and all, they have all these nice names. So, for many of these doshas also. Therefore, jiva is anadi. And that is the reason the Srishti or the universe is also anadi. We don't have a time zero. It's anadi. Because Bhagavan has to create a world in keeping with what? Not his likes and dislikes. Lord can never create a world according to his own whims and fancies. He creates a world keeping with what? The karma of the jiva. Since jiva is anadi, karma is also anadi. Therefore, Srishti also is anadi. They are all anadi. Ishvara, Jiva, Jagat, Karma, Srishti, Avidya, ignorance. All are anadi only. Because of the reason only, at the time of death, Jiva cannot end also. If jiva ends at the time of death, what will happen? So many jivas will be hanging. To whom will Bhagavan hand over those? Suppose Lord creates a new jiva and hands over my karma to that jiva. Keep it, the Lord says. Like, for example, in school, we buy cyanide and books from the senior students to save money. Like that, can Lord create a new jiva and hand over this jiva's karma to that? Lord cannot do that because it will create krita, hana, asrita, abhyagama, doshaha. That's another dosha. Because I will escape the suffering and enjoyment of my karma, and the new jiva will have to suffer and enjoy some other jiva's karma. Therefore, karma exchange is not possible. Karma means karma param. Exchange is not possible. So, jivas are always the same only. And that is why Lord Krishna also said, Subhutagramaha sa eva ayam bhutva bhutva praliyate. So, teacher says, Na jivo mriyate krithahana srita abhyagama dosham prasangat. That is all, you know, these are all explained in various places like that. We don't have to go through the details, but how much the commentators have gone through all these. Then one aside topic also we will just see, even though it is not relevant to directly here. Even though, for example, since a question might come, it's better that, you know, we can also talk about it a little bit. What about the videha mukta jiva? What happens to that jiva who has got videha mukti? So according to Shastra, in videha mukti means after death. So no more deha is taken. So in videha mukti, sanchita karmas are all destroyed. Because if sanchita karma is there, then it will fructify to get another shariram. So it is not, so it's all destroyed. And agami karmas are avoided. And prarabdha karma is exhausted. Because this we are talking about videha mukti. So that videha mukta jiva will not be reborn again. That means what? In the next srishti, next creation, one jiva will be less. Because this videha mukta jiva is gone. He is not going to be reborn again. So it will be one jiva less. Then will Lord compensate that by creating another jiva or not? And if you ask that question, that we have said, Lord cannot create a new jiva. We have already said that. Because then there will be a problem. Which karma to give, that problem will come. Therefore, in every new srishti, what happens? Some of the jivas would have attained liberation and Lord does not create new jivas. Therefore, what happens? Countdown happens. So next, what will be the doubt? We can guess also. Sometime in future, the last jiva, how he will get liberation, we do not know. Whatever it is, there may not be a guru also at that time. So the last jiva gets videha mukti. And when Lord looks for next srishti, there will be no jiva. So jivas will end. Creation will end. Bhagavan will have to end also. Why? Because Bhagavan can be a ruler only as long as there is something to be ruled over. So this doubt may come. For that, the popular answer we give is, the number of jivas is infinite. And therefore, if one jiva goes, escapes, infinite minus one is also infinite. Therefore, Lord will be still employed only. We need not have to worry about Lord getting unemployed. No need. And thereafter the teacher says, Sa ya yesho nimam aitadatmyam idam sarvam. This eternal jiva alone is of the nature of chaitanyam. And that chaitanyam is pure existence. The jagat karanam. He sweta keto. Since that portion is a repetition, I do not want to go through the word meanings again here. Please refer to the previous stanzas. And Sweta Ketu likes to listen some more, and Uddalaka says yes, and then continuing. Chapter 12, Dvadasha Khandaha. Negrota Phalam Ata Aharam Itidam Bhagavayiti Bhindhiti Bhinnam Bhagavayiti Kimatra Pasyasiti Anvyaha Iva Imedhanaha Bhagavayiti ఆసాం అంగ ఏకాం బిందీతీం భిన్నా భగవ ఇతి కిమత్ర పశ్యసీతి నకించన భగవ ఇతి. అనదర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఇస్ గివెన్ హియర్ అఫ్ కోర్స్ యాస్ అ డయలాగ్ బిట్వీన్ ఉద్ధాలక ది ఫాదర్ ద గురు అండ్ శ్వేతకేతు ది సన్ అండ్ డిసైపుల్ టు షో వాట్ హౌ ఎ సటిల్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ కాస్ కెన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎ టాంజిబుల్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ క్రియేషన్ హౌ ఎ సటిల్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ కాస్ కెన్ ప్రొడ్యూస్ ఎ టాంజిబుల్ ఎఫెక్ట్ ఆర్ క్రియేషన్ టు షో దాట్. సో వెన్ వీ స్టడీ కాస్ అండ్ ఎఫెక్ట్ వీ కెన్ ఫైండ్ టూ టైప్స్. ఇన్ సర్టన్ గ్రూప్స్ కాస్ ఇస్ టాంజిబుల్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఇస్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ అండ్ ఇన్ సర్టన్ అదర్ కేసెస్ ది కాస్ ఇస్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ అండ్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఇస్ టాంజిబుల్. వెన్ వీ టాక్ ఆఫ్ క్లే అండ్ పాట్ గోల్డ్ అండ్ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ వాట్ ఇస్ టాంజిబుల్ అండ్ వాట్ ఇస్ నాట్ టాంజిబుల్ వీ ఫైండ్ దట్ ద కాస్ ఇస్ టాంజిబుల్. వీ కెన్ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ద గోల్డ్ ఇస్ ద కాస్ వీ కెన్ టచ్ ద గోల్డ్ వీ కెన్ టచ్ ద క్లే టచ్ ద వుడ్ వీ కెన్ సీ దెమ్ ఫీల్ దెమ్ అండ్ ఆల్ దాట్ బట్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఈస్ మియర్ నామ రూప విచ్ ఈస్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్. సో వెన్ దర్ ఈస్ ఎ డెస్క్ ఇన్ ఫ్రంట్ ఆఫ్ మీ ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ ఐ టచ్ ఇట్ ఐమ్ ఐ రియలీ టచింగ్ వుడ్ ఆర్ డెస్క్ వుడ్ ఈస్ టాంజిబుల్ సాలిడ్ పార్ట్ డెస్క్ ఈస్ ఓన్లీ ఎ నామ రూప ఇంటాంజిబుల్ వస్తు. సిమిలర్లీ ఆర్నమెంట్స్ సిమిలర్లీ వాస్ అండ్ ఎవ్రీథింగ్ వాట్ ఎవర్ వీ హ్యావ్ సో వేర్ ఇన్ ది కాస్ ఈస్ సాలిడ్ అండ్ టాంజిబుల్ ఇన్ ఫ్యాక్ట్ వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ ద డెస్క్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ వాట్ ద వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ ది వుడ్ ఓన్లీ వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ ద ఆర్నమెంట్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ ది వెయిట్ ఆఫ్ ది గోల్డ్ ఓన్లీ ద వెయిట్ ఆల్సో బిలాంగ్స్ టు ద కాస్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఈస్ వెయిట్ లెస్ ఆర్నమెంట్ డస్ నాట్ హ్యావ్ వెయిట్ గోల్డ్ అలోన్ హ్యాస్ వెయిట్ సో దిస్ ఈస్ వన్ టైప్ అండ్ ఇన్ ది అనదర్ టైప్ ది కాస్ ఈస్ ఇంటాంజిబుల్ ది ఎఫెక్ట్ ఈస్ టాంజిబుల్. For example, when energy is converted into matter, when the gaseous hydrogen and oxygen, the intangible gases, they condense and join together and become water and ice, the effect is tangible as water, ice and all that. Here the cause is intangible, invisible. And according to the cosmologists and scientists also, before matter solidified, it was all in the form of energy. Where the energy, the cause is intangible. The effect is what? Tangible. And therefore a doubt may come. How can an intangible cause produce a tangible effect? Because Satyam, Jnanam, Anantam, Brahma, pure Chaitanyam, is tangible or intangible? We cannot touch Chaitanyam. You cannot see Chaitanyam. Ashabdam, Asparsham, Arupam, Avyayam. How can that pure consciousness produce a world which is solid and tangible? If such a question has to come, the answer is given with an example. For modern students, you know, science students, we can give the example of energy producing matter and all. But here Uddalaka gives another example. What example he gives now? He talks about a banyan tree, which is a very huge tree. It's a tangible tree, it is visible tree, we can see it, a huge tree. But if you take the seed of that huge tree, in that seed you do not see anything. It is imperceptible. The banyan tree is hidden in the seed. And from that subtle, non-tangible cause, that namely the seed, we are able to experience the arrival of a massive, tangible, distinctly available Nyagrodha Vrikshaha. That is the example. Now if you look at the mantra, Uddalaka he commands Shvetaketu, Nyagrodha Palam Ata Ahara Iti. From the banyan tree may you bring one fruit. Ataha, I mean from the tree here refers to that. Ahara may you bring. And what did Shvetaketu do? Idam Bhagava Iti. Iti indicates conversation. Guru said, bring it, and Sishya brings it. Here is the fruit. And what does the father say now again? Bhindi iti, may you cut open the fruit. And what does Sishya do? Bhinnam bhagava iti, I have cut it open, the fruit also. Then the father asks the question, kim atra pashyasi iti. What do you see within that fruit? The fruit itself is a very small thing compared to the huge banyan tree. And within the fruit, what do you see? Then Shvetaketu says, anvya ivema dana bhagava iti. Dana means seed, bijam. So that is, this is, so anvyaha means minute. I am seeing the minute seeds within the fruit. Minute seeds, minute, subtle, small ones. So because dhanaha is feminine in general, anvyaha is also feminine. So that is all other details. So anvi, anvav, anvyaha. And then it is very, very difficult to handle that seed also. It is so small. Now what does the father say? You cut open the small seed. It is like a scientist cutting open a molecule almost, arriving at atoms and from atom to subatomic particles and all that thing. So as you go inside, then you get confusion. They are not able to go beyond a point. The same way this also, father says, hey Anga, another word for Soumya is Anga. Dear one, Asam Madhye, among the many minute seeds within the fruit, Ekam Bindi Iti, break open one seed. Then what does Shvetaketu say? Bhinna Bhagava Iti. Oh teacher, I have cut open one seed. How he managed to cut and all, we do not know, let us not ask all that. He must have done so minutely whatever he did, we don't know. So he did. And then the teacher asked the question, Kim Atra Pashyasi Iti. What do you see within that minute seed? From that minute seed, what is going to come? The would-be banyan tree is going to come, which can grow and spread over many square kilometers even. Actually, we have got this the famous Adayar Alamaram in Chennai, banyan tree, and there is one in Calcutta, and then there is Vatavriksham in Gaya. You know, they say the root goes all the way up to even Prayag. So which are supposed to spread over a huge area. All that has come out of what? From that dot-like, very fine, tiny seed it has come. But what do we see now? He asked the question, Kim Atra Pashyasi? What is the answer? Na Kinchana Bhagava Iti. I do not see anything. Taddaika Ahuhu Asadyeva Idam Agra Asit. Ekam Yeva Advitiyam Tasmat Asataha Sajjayata. Chandogya Upanishad, we saw it in the second section of the sixth chapter. Mantra 1. And then what did father say? We will read in the next mantra.
Tagum ho vacha yam vai somya yetam animanam nanibhalayase yetasya vai somya yesho animaha yevam mahan yap mahan yagrotas tishtati shraddhatvat somyeti.
So father Uddalaka says, even though to our eye nothing is visible, in that minute seed you should infer and understand. Within that seed, the huge tree is unbelievably present. In what manner? In potential form, in dormant manner. Just as in the modern microchips, we have microchips. They are able to store millions and trillions of bytes of information. Within that seed also is unbelievably such a large amount of information is present about the tree, the trunks, the roots, the leaves, the flowers, and all the, you know, the fruits, everything. And what is the proof? If it is not there, the banyan tree could not have come. If you take a stone and plant it and regularly pour water, what will come? Nothing will come. Whereas from that seed, the tiny seed, the huge tree has come. Therefore, father says, Tagum ha uvacha. So, he somyam yetam animanam na nibalayasa. This minute and subtle banyan tree in potential form, the avyakrita rupam, nam nibhalayate. Your pratyaksha pramanam is not able to perceive that. That is why in the 15th chapter of Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Krishna said, urdhvamulam. The moolam, the seed, the cause of this creation is urdhvam. Does not mean physically above. Actually, many people in many books also, they show a tree upside down in many books. Urdhvam means here pratyaksha agocharam. It is beyond comprehension. And similarly here also, na nibhalayate means urdhvam vartate. Indriya agocharam vartate, nibhalayate is from the root. Ni plus bhal means dhatu, bal dhatu nibhal. So, that is, here it is, you know, tvam na nibhalayate. You are not perceiving that's the tree. You are not perceiving it. But you know, what do you know? What is this greatness? From this imperceptible minute dot alone, the whole banyan tree has come and stands in front of me. Therefore, the father says, yetasya animnaha. Karyabhutaha, we have to supply. The effect or product of this subtle dot of the seed is the tree. Asya should be connected with animnaha. Both are anyway, shashti vibhakti. And you have to supply the word product. The product of this extremely subtle dot of a seed is what? Yeshaha mahan yagrotas tishtati. Visible, tangible, huge tree standing there. And if you extend the same principle, all the trillions of galaxies before the Big Bang, to use the scientific language, it was all in the form of a minute dot only. From that alone, the whole cosmos emerged. And then the teacher says, it is unbelievable, but better believe. Shraddhatva Swamyaiti, he said, the minute cause is pure existence, the pure consciousness, which is called Brahman. From that alone, all this have come. Therefore, he says in the next mantra, Saya Yesho Nima Aitadhatme Midagum Sarvam Tat Satyagum Sa Atma Tattvamasi Shweta Keto Iti Bhuya Eva Ma Bhagavan Vijnapayat Viti Tata Somyeti Ho Vacham Iti Dvadasha Khandaha. So this mantra is again repetition of several mantras in the same chapter. In the 8th section we have a mantra, 7th mantra. In the 9th section we have the 4th mantra, 10th section 3rd mantra, 11th section 3rd mantra. These are all similar to all those things. So this minute cause is called Brahman. It is called pure existence or pure consciousness. But the crucial thing we have to note is what? Pure existence and pure consciousness, tat tvam asi, you are that we should not miss. That ultimate cause and minutest stuff of the creation is what? Is myself. And therefore, mayyevam sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati. Shankaracharya says in his Atmabodha actually, that's a beautiful shloka. Upadane kiladhare jaganti parameshware sargastitilayan yanti budbudvani vavarini. Upadhane akiladhare, as the material cause, upadana karanam and support of akila adhare, support of everything. Jaganti Parameshware, in the Supreme Self are bound all these worlds, all of them. Sarga Stiti Layan Yanti, in that Parameshwara, in that Supreme Brahman alone, they rise. Sarga Stiti, they exist and Layan, dissolve. Budbudhani Iva Varini, like what? Like bubbles of water. Bubbles, you know, water bubbles. They come out of water, they are sustained by water. And they finally go back into water, like bubbles. So, I like the ocean, the material cause of the creation. I am like the ocean, the all-pervading reality. And the galaxies, they all rise in me. They are all the bubbles in the ocean, like the bubbles. If galaxies are bubbles, what must be my size? We talk about our address in a small street and claim we are located here. So Shankaracharya says, galaxies are bubbles rising in you and resolving in you. Should you not claim that format? and rejoice in your true nature. Do you want to eternally remain in that other format? I am a small jiva. Oh Lord, protect me. How long are you going to squeak and cry like this, like a mouse? Should you not roar like a lion? Acharya asks. So tatam somya iti. Okay. Tattvamasi Shvetaketo. And what did Shvetaketo do? Again, he says, wonderful. So nice to hear, Father. Whether true or not, nice to hear. So it is true only though. That is why the teacher said, Shraddhatsva, somya. That is valid. And Shvetaketu is very happy. Therefore, he says, teach me some more. Bhuya eva ma bhagavan vijnapayat viti. All are same. They are all like the previous ones. These are all small sections. And we will see. I'll stop here. We will go to the 13th section in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakritilinasya parasamaheshwarah. Krishna arpanamastu narayana. Please stop it.